This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We're back here on the Brekkie Show. Lucky enough to have people and talk to people all the time. Tariana on the phone, but today we're lucky enough to talk to Innocent Eve and Rachel's on the phone. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Good to be on the show, guys.
No, thank you for joining us. It's a busy time for you guys at the moment. How's life going?
Life's going okay. We're excited that, you know, we're going to be back playing some live music soon because for us it's been over 12 months because of all of Beck's, you know, cancer stuff that's been going on in the last year. So, yeah, we're actually playing a live show, which is kind of not nerve-wracking, just exciting.
Yep.
Really exciting.
I think it brings a bit more joy, especially when you haven't done it for such a long time, to yourselves, because I think as musicians that's what we live for, and not getting to do that between COVID and obviously your sister Beck having some health issues, it just gives you that little spark of joy again.
Oh, absolutely. And we got together on the weekend, we're having a bit of a jam and running through some of the new songs because we've got the album coming up soon, and it was really emotional. And we were playing some of our old stuff, you know, that you know inside out and back to front.
Yeah.
And we just looked at each other and started bawling. But I think, you know, with, you know, Beck's just so excited that her voice is okay and that she can sing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit of a celebration.
Rach, how's that journey been for you, I suppose, as a sister? You've got to be, you are close, obviously, but how has it been for you, and what have you done to, you know, help along the way?
I guess just being there is the biggest part, Gerald, because Beck and I are only a year apart. So we grew up, you know, we shared a room until she left school after grade 12, and then we lived together during uni. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been like peas in a pod for a long time, and, you know, just lots of hand-holding and lots of being there.
Yeah.
And I guess the background, the unglamorous stuff too, like, because she said, you know, we got to keep the music going. We're not just going to stop. And so just all the admin and all the
it's a lot.
Things to keep it going. But, you know, that's what you do for someone you love, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. How's she been taking it? Has she been a strong fighter?
Oh, absolutely. She blows my mind, to be honest. It's like even when we get, you know, the next wave of, it has been often bad news, she just like, she'll process it. She'll have a cry and we'll get all that out. And then she's like, right, I just got to get my head right. Next
like,
battle.
I guess with this. Stuff like this, that's all you can do. I guess you can't change it straight away. So you got to change your attitude about it. And I think people like that, I wouldn't be like that, I don't think. I don't think
it's
I'd be strong enough,
Rachel,
to be like that.
Yeah, it's inspiring, you know.
It is inspiring, but you know, you're right. In saying that, like, what's the other option to fall in a heap and give up? Like, nah.
Well, I'm glad we're glad that you haven't, you know, done that and conceded to it. You both years, you're moving forward, and obviously with your new album Viking, talk us through this. It's obviously been in the works.
Oh, it's been in the works for so long. You know, we were in the studio for this one in 2018, very late 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we kind of, you know, with all the other stuff, the mastering that, it took a while. It was probably halfway through 2019 when we were like, okay, they're ready.
Yep.
And we got all our ducks in a row with these music videos with Duncan Toombs, who we just love, who's amazing. And then it was just like we were ready to release Viking, the single, and we did in 2020. And then it was like, bam, cancer, bam, COVID. And everybody felt the repercussions of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite a slow rollout of the singles, you know, mixed bag last year, now three-quarter time. We just reached a point where we worked out it's never going to be a perfect time.
Absolutely.
And this baby's been sitting here. We just want to share it. We just want to, we're like, you know, let's just get it out there.
Yeah.
Whether we can tour or not or whatever.
Well, look, it looks like it's looking on the bright side. Like you said, you're coming to some gigs and you're saying you're getting nervous, but they say it's like riding a bike, surely you're going to be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine once we're up there. It's more the emotional side of things, because it's like, oh, we're doing it again. We didn't know if we ever would be able to. So it's more that.
In the same breath, I think that the crowd's like that as well, and that's the way that they'll connect to you, seeing that you are genuinely happy and feeling all the emotions of getting to do what you love again, because, I mean, that's why they go, to see you do what you love, so...
And that's right. And that's the thing that's so beautiful about the live show, is it's like an exchange of energy, isn't it? It's like when you're with people, you just feel a vibration. You feel a love from people. So, yeah, we're super excited after quite a wait to be just sharing this album, because we really love it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you've had a couple of singles from the album come out already. Tell us about your latest one, Three Quarter Time, and why you thought that one would be good as a single.
I remember when we were recording this one, or even when Beck first played it to me, you know, because Beck wrote this song.
Yep.
And you know when something just really hits you right in the heart?
Like, straight away.
You just go, oh. Yeah. And we knew straight away it was going to be one of the ones that, you know, was a single, because, yeah, when you have that kind of impact, and I think it's because it's just, it's a really, really honest song. You know, Beck was, it's kind of a cry for help.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually back in 2013 when she had her first bout with cancer. She moved away from all the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really tight. We're a big family. And she just went off on her own to do some soul searching, I suppose, for a few years. And this song came out of it, because it was weird. Like, she did so much growing and really became this strong, beautiful person in that process. But at the same time, she had to go through this extreme sense of loneliness.
Yeah.
But, you know, self-imposed loneliness and isolation. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool, really, really emotional song. We love it.
Look, Rach, we're so happy that, you know, you guys can... really be open and transparent with your music and take us on the journey with you. I think that's what the audience, you know, really, really love. And I'm sure that you guys, you know, when you were writing this album, that's what it was about, because it sounds like that's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think we really know how to write any other way. Like, we've had people ask us to do, like, specific topic songs before.
Yeah.
And they just end up sounding really weird and clunky. Like, I don't know. Maybe we're just not professional enough yet to be able to.
Maybe they just sound weird and clunky to you. Maybe they actually came out really good, but because you were forcing it, it just felt like it was.
Yeah. Well, that's a good perspective.
Not
isn't
right.
It? You could be right there.
Hey, that's why we're here on the radio. That's what we do.
Wisdom, honestly.
It's like a little therapy session.
Oh, look, hey, don't do that to us. We'll be making sure people pay us when they come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pay us personally.
So before we let you go, before we have a listen to Three Quarter Time, when the album is released, where can we get that?
Just on all the usual digital platforms. So anyone who, you know, whether you're Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music, whatever the digital one is. But if people would like a physical copy of the album, they'll be able to just jump on our website, which is innocenteve.com.au, and we'll, get them straight out to you.
And, of course, when? When can we get the album?
When? This Friday.
Yay! We didn't want to say it. We wanted you to say it.
We like giving our listeners a bit of information.
Well, that's exciting stuff for you guys.
Thank you guys so much for, I guess, choosing 98.9 and for you for coming on, and all the best to Beck as well.
Yeah, and telling us your story, you know what, we really appreciate it. And, gives us a little bit of a kick in our step, and hopefully that everyone listening as well, Rachel, you know, what you guys have gone through and what you're going through, that, you know, you get through it and you stay close together.
Yeah, cool. Thanks so much, guys. And thanks for your support too of our music. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Don't think much of this job that I'm doing. Too cold to play the strings I'm holding. So I'm just not going out tonight. So won't you throw me a rope and shine me a light? Play that song to make me feel alright. I just can't find my peace of mind. So won't you hold me close and dance with me in 3/4 time?
With 3/4 time. What a wonderful duo they are.
Yeah, beautiful sister
relationship.
And the relationship they have, and everyone here at 98.9, we all wish Beck all the best with her recovery and what she's going through. And it's important to look after your loved ones.
Make sure you go get their album.
Yeah, go check it out. It's on all platforms now.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.